Cessnat Show, broadcasting live from the Skyview Network Studios.
Hey, good Wednesday. Thanks for being with us. We have Dave Pasch, who's going to jump on today. Dave did something really cool on the 14th of this month. He put out a tweet to help others, and he has really done that, the voice of the Cardinals and also with ESPN. We'll talk to him about the DeAndre Hopkins trade and the NFL. What does the NFL do about a draft? This has become like the biggest topic in the NFL. How can we figure out how to have an NFL draft? The general managers on one side are concerned about missing on guys because they don't have all of the information. They can't bring them in for workouts. They want to push the draft back. The owners are saying, you know what, April 23rd through the 25th, the draft is going to happen. There's been suggestions about that. We will get into that. Also, Brian Lewerke will be with us. We actually caught up with Brian earlier via Skype. He is at Michigan State. He is somebody that, in my opinion, from a football-only standpoint, okay, if you're looking for me to go social on this show, there's some of that, but this is purely football I'm talking about. He is being impacted purely in football because he cannot fly to teams. He is not going to be a first-round quarterback. He's got to go sell himself, and he cannot do that because he is in his dorm room, as you will see. And his story is really interesting, a bit frustrating, I think, for him, but it's where we are right now. All right, so that is coming up on the show. Our opening comments brought to you by Sagicor Now. Protect what matters most, and that is with life insurance. When all of us are in, like we are, and all of us have our phones if they're charged up, and all you've got to do if you're taking care of some business, I've talked to a lot of people that are saying, I'm cleaning out my house, I'm getting projects done because I'm housebound. Maybe it is looking at your life insurance. Maybe it is looking at annuities. Maybe it is looking at 401ks and what you can do, and peace assured as well. There's plenty of different options for you to look at. If you go to the website at Sagicor Now, it doesn't matter what space you are in life. Doesn't. Okay. Life insurance is something, and financial matters are something you take seriously. Do so with Sagicor Now. That's at Sagicor Now. We appreciate Sagicor Now and their support. Eric is home. Jordan is home. We are all home. Guys, I think the story of the day is the draft, but Eric, you sent me the note about the college football season maybe not happening, with like alarm bells going off, and you have to be, I think, lead off here on what about that story being out there today. Dennis Dodd, who's not one to mess around, is the one that penned it.
Yeah, that's the one thing that really caught my attention, is Dennis Dodd knows the insides and the outs of college football, and he had an athletic director go on record and say that he doesn't feel there will be an NFL season or a college football season. And one of the biggest takeaways from that article is it's a snowball effect, Brad. As you know, college football usually floats the boat for the rest of the athletic teams at said university. So not only are you looking at no college football, you're not also not looking at any college football related revenue, which could have a huge trickle down effect for many years moving forward.
Yeah. And he had Kyle Whittingham was quoted as saying, I think there's a possibility, as much as I hate to say that, of not either having a season or having a modified season. There were coaches that used the word partial season, used the phrase partial season. With the Tokyo Olympics being postponed on July 24th, if all you do is look at the calendar in sports from that point moving backward and say, okay, July, or moving forward from July 24th, moving into August, like things like Camp Tanazona are not going to happen this year, in my opinion. Okay, Arizona State will deny that and say we need a few more weeks. But to me, you just call it now. You know, how do you control a few hundred people getting into a little field? And yeah, it's going to impact Payson. I'm looking at the things that are local, the things that you cannot look at and say realistically, we can't do this. You know, you have to be able to call that out. Jordan, what's on your mind today? What are you seeing today?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I've been just kind of keeping track of are our latest offers within the state, despite all that's going on. Seems like recruiting is continuing to keep going and going. So some guys got some notable offers, including Mikey Keene over at Hawaii, Todd Graham offering the Chandler quarterback. He's had some success when he's been able to recruit Chandler High School. So and then a few other notable guys. So that's kind of been what I was keeping busy with the past couple of hours this past last night.
Okay, does this feel weird to be talking about this stuff, or should we just be talking about the virus?
I think that if you can mix a little bit of both in there, then yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where you have the in some ways the sports world is continuing to go, but there, with every interview, with every piece of content, there's going to be something involving the coronavirus and how it impacts people, even if it's as simple as, hey, I had to push this visit back, or I had to do this, yes, I had to do that. So, you know, I don't think that it should be all coronavirus, because people are still trying to adjust and trying to figure out how they can continue to, you know, in this landscape, continue to work and pick up offers and get those opportunities. But obviously, it's still hugely impacted.
Is it a poor look by the NFL to do the draft? In my opinion, it is not.
Eric, what do you think?
Where do you think on this one?
Well, it depends. Are you a GM or are you the person that's running the NFL?
I'm just talking to you as a consumer. Is it a poor look to even be talking sports right now?
No.
Is it a poor look by the NFL to even be thinking about doing the draft? In my opinion, it is not. Sports is the distraction. So yeah. So what do you make out of the conversation of sports day in and day out? Because you are one, Eric, that is, you're in this space where you're in a sports company, but you are really, I think, being impacted by not having sports more than maybe me, more than maybe even Jordan.
Why would you say that?
Because I think you're a nightly game consumer.
I am not a nightly game consumer, but I am a nightly sports consumer.
There you go.
So,
that's probably a better way to put it.
That I know we have to get to Dave Pastor really quick, so I will keep it brief. I just think that sports is a nice distraction at any time, but right now people are really pining for it because of everything that's going on. And the reality of the situation, guys, is we have no idea when we'll see live sports again. That just It is an unanswered question.
I was on Facebook last night. We'll get to Dave. I was on Facebook last night. And I usually don't sit and chat with people, but I decided to reach out to a bunch of friends. And I have probably double-digit friends. And almost all of them have lost their jobs. Almost all of them know people that have lost jobs. Almost all of them are sports fans. And so they want to turn the conversation into Brady. They want to turn the conversation into DeAndre Hopkins. And so I do think there's a place for that. And just I wanted to get the general manager's side of it, of the NFL and the NFL draft from your guys' perspective. And I'll let you guys go off that because we do have Dave Pasch next. Dave Pasch did something really cool. The voice of the Cardinals and ESPN. He is on the other side. I'm Brad Sussmat. So while all of us are indoors, there is still business to do when it comes to the world of sports, and in particular with the NFL draft. And there's players that I think need the opportunity to go to teams so they can know what they're getting when it comes to draft time. Brian Lewerke is one of those players who happens to, of course, be Pinnacle High grad at Michigan State. He is now ready for the NFL draft, and he joins us via Skype because I want to get your perspective on getting ready for the draft. I think, and you could disagree with me, but I think you're one of those guys that needs to go to teams and say, guys, this is what I'm all about. So let's just start with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think I did a good showing of the combine, throwing the ball. And I think I showed some stuff, but obviously I'm not one of those high end guys that's going to be drafted in the top, you know, three rounds. It'll be definitely later than that. So I think it would be definitely beneficial for me to be able to have teams come to me during pro day and just watch film with them, and then even be able to go to their facility and learn what they're all about too.
As we sit here today and talk, what do you know about the idea of a pro day, or what are teams telling you in terms of how can we learn more about you?
You know, I've FaceTimed a couple teams and called a couple we just talked football. They asked me questions about, you know, reads and defensive schemes, all stuff, and I just answered their questions. As far as pro day goes, I don't think there won't be a rescheduling of any for me. So basically what I got is what I got. I have my film. I got 3 years of film. I got the combine to show. So hopefully teams will be able to evaluate me on a good basis based off that.
How's your emotions in all this, Brian?
It's different. You know, I was definitely looking forward to having a pro day. I think that's something that like every college guy going into the NFL wants to be able to do. It's just a fun experience. I was definitely looking forward to that. But you know, times change and you got to adjust, and that's, you know, based off, you know, football players are judged on how they're able to adjust in game. And I think it kind of applies to life too.
In terms of what you're doing to stay sharp, can you go throw with spatial and being away from guys? How do you stay sharp with your body?
Yeah, I've been working out here, just doing what I can. Most facilities are closed, so it's mostly just running around the block, maybe, or doing push-ups in my room. So not a lot, and I haven't thrown a ton, just because honestly, most guys that were up in Michigan that were hoping to be in pro day, the receivers are gone. Went back home. I'm still here, just trying to do what I can, working out here and trying to find anyone that I can throw the ball to.
Really? Like, yeah. Hey, dude, over there across the street, you got time? You got 20 minutes?
Probably not that to that extreme, but hopefully someone that's like a college athlete that I can try and find and throw with.
Brian Lewerke with us. So when you talk to those teams, do you have the discussion of, guys, if I were there in person, this is what I would be able to show you? Do you have to sell yourself? Or are they just wanting to see how you are adjusting to everything going on right now?
I think it's mostly, you definitely got to sell yourself. One thing you got to be is be confident in yourself, be a little cocky, and show to teams that what you can do and what you can prove to them. And then it's also, they're trying to evaluate how much football you know, what you learned in college, what you know about defensive schemes and offensive plays, all that stuff. So it's kind of a little bit of a mix of both.
Yeah, really, because it is that time where if you were going to a facility, they would put you at a board. Mm-hmm. And they'd say, okay, on the board, let's see what you know on the board in person. So are you one of those where you have to have the board in front of you? Because some learners are different, right?
Yeah, I think it definitely helps. I feel like I can adjust to anything I need to. I feel like I'm pretty good at learning, and it's pretty easy for me to learn stuff. And I mean, I had a great offense at Michigan State. Pro style wise, where I, you know, they taught a lot of schemes and verbiage that is used by teams when I interviewed the combine. And even when I call teams, it's basically the same verbiage. So I feel like I've done pretty well in my interview so far.
Who are the teams that you've talked with?
Well, I talked with about 30 of the 32, at the combine. So a pretty good amount. I'm hoping all you need is one to fall in love with you. That's what I'm hoping for.
And what are your plans for the next few weeks? Are you going to stay there at Michigan State? Are you going to come back here to the Valley? How are you working through that?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. My schedule's kind of up in the air. I'll probably be here for at least a couple more weeks, just doing what I can. I mean, a couple of my friends are still up here, so I can. I'm rooming with one guy that I played with, and then just to be able to be around them, I guess, is enjoyable. Not being able to see them. For the past couple months, obviously respecting the social distancing rules, but but I probably go back to the Valley maybe a week or two before the draft, as long as that's still going on. I'm not sure if it is or not, but I'll probably go back to AZ in mid-April.
In terms of the virus, do you have a bubble? Do you have you isolated from everybody like most of us?
Pretty much, yeah. I went to the grocery store today to kind of stock up on some stuff, but for the most part, I'm staying inside, playing video games, working out when I can, and just eating, trying to bulk up a little bit.
Get in, get safe. That's the best way to put it. I appreciate your time. Keep your head up. Best of luck with the draft, Brian. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
There's Brian Lewerke with us via Skype from Michigan State University, the former Pinnacle Pioneer. Appreciate his time. Sports360AZ.com. I'm Brad Sussmat. All right. So one of the things that has been talked about quite a bit is mental health during all of this. We have a mental health platform over on the website at Sports360AZ.com. It's called Starting the Conversation. Michael Phelps last night was on with Scott Van Pelt on ESPN, and this was really, really good stuff last night.
One thing it's really going to show is A lot of mental health struggles, I think, are really going to come from this. And I hope that everybody is getting the help and the care that they need. The biggest thing and probably the best thing to look at it is really trying to take what you can control. You know, if you are going to go forward and go one more year and put everything on hold, then think about the small things every day that you can control to prepare yourself.
And he's talking about being an Olympic athlete and in that space, that's in being able to control. But I think it applies too to you guys as you're out there every day hammering the rock, trying to figure out what is next. Sandy Charles is with us. She is a big part of Sports 360 AZ. She is overseeing the content on Starting the Conversation. When you and I spoke last week, you were teetering a bit. Is that fair to say?
100%, yes. Yeah.
And how are you today? Mm-hmm. How are you today?
I'm good today. I woke up super helpful, but I think that this is kind of like a breakup. And even though none of our jobs are breaking up with us or anything like that, it's the sudden loss of that. And I think there's steps to heal. And I've been through those, like I mentioned last week, you know, the shock at first and then the anger. I was really angry. And then the depression hit me a little bit. And today was super hopeful that, you know, the world and everything will go back. And exactly what Phelps said, control what I can control right now. And I think switching that in my mind is what took for me to wake up this morning and be like, okay, it's going to be a great day. So I really can relate mm-hmm. to what he said.
It's something where you've got to get outside. You've got to be able to, I'm no health expert, but I think I've just talked with people enough that it's little things that if all you do is sit inside and all you do is sit and look at your screen and all you do is sit on your phone and all you do is see the stuff, how the market's going to do, and you don't go outside, you don't do something athletic, if you're not able to get outside, if you don't do something athletic, but something other than consume all this, it is going to put you in a bad space. It sounds pretty simple, but I think that's what we're talking about here.
100%. It's the thing that I think is most important too, is that people right now are so worried about washing their hands and, you know, taking care of their, you know, is someone covering your mouth and that kind of stuff. But also important is our mental and brain health right now, because that is going to be the first to go with being inside and, you know, not having contact or talking to anyone. So I think that really understanding, take care of your brain right now. When you're at home, stay active, do brain activities. The anxiety we're all feeling, the panic and the fear, that is normal. That is normal. You know, please know that nothing's wrong with you. That's normal. We're all in this together. How are we going to get through it? We're going to FaceTime each other and we're going to play games and just keep our brain really active. And that's something that I didn't do in the last 2 weeks because I was just like, oh, I was feeling sorry for myself. And that's not, you know, that's not the right place. And now once I've realized, I did a lot of reading and things that I could do, like meditation and the 10 times breathing anytime, you know, the 3 in and hold it and let it out for 6. I'm trying to do that. And that really is good for your brain. And really it's just as important as washing your hands right now.
That's good stuff. It's good stuff. All right, Sandy, I'll let you go off that. Sandy Charles checking in as part of the staff over at Sports 360 AZ. She is on the Starting the Conversation piece, Blue Cross Blue Shield, one of our partners involved with that. And there's really good content and stories that are over there on that side, the human interest side of things. You know, Sandy was talking about the staying active part. I don't know about you guys, but all of a sudden puzzles have come back into play. Like, we have neighbors that will bring puzzles over and leave them on the front porch. And then we will leave puzzles for them. And then, of course, we wipe down the puzzle box. And there's that whole thing of wiping down puzzle pieces and all that. But puzzles have been something. And yeah, video gaming. I have a 15-year-old, so I've got plenty of Call of Duty. I got plenty of things going on when it comes to the gaming side. But I have stopped him and said, you know what? Just go outside on the grass. Or here's 2 water bottles. Go work out. Go do your lifts. Go do something, because all this on the business side with the market yesterday and the coronavirus side, I think takes its toll on people. And, you know, yeah, I'll get back to sports. I'm getting some notes right now. Stick to sports, Brad. I get it. But I want you to know this is a platform where it's more than just sticks and balls and bats and results of games. All right. Back with more after this timeout. All right. So I've been kicking around the idea on doing some more content than and interacting with you, and more than just this show from 10 to 11. So we had a technical issue with Dave Pasch's line. So Dave is rescheduled to tomorrow. We'll figure that out. That's just part of the process we're in, where everybody is working remotely. So we'll work through that. But I think that there are times where maybe just opening up a room or doing a Facebook Live, just a chat, because it can't always be at 10 a.m. for some of you. Some of you are in the midst of this. Some of you are taking this in at 5 tonight and 8 o'clock. And it's when we see the numbers on this, people are consuming this at all times. But kicking around the idea of doing something at a set time in the evening part, because I think people do need to decompress when they go through the day. And yesterday, there was a lot of optimism and hope. The market was up. The president said Easter. Fauci, who's the only guy that I believe in all this, it's just me. When Dr. Fauci speaks, I listen. When everybody else speaks, okay. Dr. Fauci's the man. He is the guy. But I do think that there's something to having a place to go decompress in a different form than what we're used to. And at night, last night, I did find myself for almost 3 hours chatting with dozens of people from high school and just in life, and just touching base with them. And they're all being impacted on a financial space, losing jobs, closing companies. And I think that where we want to be is a distraction. You know, that's what it is. And, you know, all of us are working remotely. There are times where the show's a little off the tracks. It's just how it's going to be. I appreciate you guys being a part of it every day. There's content over on our website at sports360az.com. Sports360az.com. Our television show on Fox Sports Arizona, Brad Sussmat, Football AZ. We appreciate our partnership with Fox Sports Arizona. You can check out that content as well. There are two guys that are just working their asses off during all of this. One is Jared Nielsen. And when bugs pop up, bugs pop up. And he figures it out. And every day the show gets a little bit better and a little bit better. And then you have things that happen and you just work through it. You know, we're locked in arms on this deal. But we're practicing social distancing. Devin Henry is also working on the television show side. And he's trying to work through bugs. But we get it done. And most importantly, our partners. Our partners are being impacted. They are. And we are self-funded. Without our partners, we're not able to do this. So we appreciate their support. We ask you to support them when you see these spots. Say, maybe I should go to Venezia's tonight and go get a pizza. Or maybe I should go to Via Luna and have takeout. And support those partners and our other partners as well. Have yourself a great Wednesday.